On Wednesday, the anti-secrecy group released a draft chapter of the Chief Negotiators Summit, which was held in Salt Lake between the 19th and 24th of November. The chapter deals with environmental provisions of the proposed trade agreement. In its press release, WikiLeaks says that the chapter appears to function as a public relations exercise and that, quote, when compared against other chapters, the environment chapter is noteworthy for its absence of mandated clauses or meaningful enforcement measures. To learn more, we now turn to Alana Solomon, director of the Responsible Trade Program at the Sierra Club, who has been following the negotiations closely. Alana, one of the chief complaints about these negotiations has been the secrecy surrounding it. The veil has now been lifted a little, at least when it comes to the environment chapter, thanks to this latest release by WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
What does this release show us?
Well, as you noted, there has been quite a veil of secrecy around the TPP negotiations to start there. From our perspective, it's tragic that the public has to rely on WikiLeaks to find out specific information on what is going on in the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. So yesterday, we got the first glimpse ever of the environment chapter of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And this is one of 29 chapters of the agreement, and it's supposed to deal with things like preserving natural resources such as forests and fish and wildlife. Unfortunately, the leaked draft is in a completely unacceptable state. One of the main problems with it is that all of the provisions and the rules in the chapter that might limit, again, deforestation or trade in illegally taken wildlife like rhino horn is all completely unenforceable. This means that if a country continues to chop down their forest or trade rhino horn, the worst possible thing that can happen to them is that they get an action plan instead of real penalties. So really, this makes the environment chapter virtually meaningless.
So we reached out to the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, and they directed us to a blog post of theirs from yesterday, which begins, "The United States' position on the environment in the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations is this. Environmental stewardship is a core American value, and we will insist on a robust, fully enforceable environment chapter in the TPP, or we will not come to an agreement." They go on to say that this is a draft text of an ongoing negotiation and that they won't come to an agreement if the thing doesn't have teeth. What do you say to that?
I thought the response from the U.S. Trade Representative was a positive step forward. I think that this text does indicate that the United States has tried to strengthen the chapter. And the real question is, how hard are they going to push? And whether the self-imposed deadline to finish this agreement as quickly as possible is going to get in the way of having a good outcome on the environment chapter. I do also want to state that even if we get the best possible outcome on the environment chapter, other parts of the agreement, like a leaked chapter on investment, would have really horrible implications for the environment. And the investment chapter would allow foreign corporations to sue governments over laws and policies the corporations allege reduce their profits.
What about the idea that this is an ongoing negotiation, that WikiLeaks is kind of forcing a hand and that doing this could be detrimental to the negotiating position of the U.S. or others, especially when it comes to getting good environmental provisions enacted?
That's a ridiculous argument from our perspective, an unacceptable argument. This agreement would have huge implications, not just for the environment, but for jobs and our economy, food safety. Basically, any aspect of our lives could be covered by this agreement. It absolutely needs to be negotiated with transparency and with real, meaningful public engagement. We can't just trust that the United States Trade Representative is going to present a good outcome at the end of this process. And I think this leaked environment chapter shows that, you know, things are in really dire state. We've seen a couple of leaks now. We have a good bit of information on what's in this document, in this agreement, and we think that could have really devastating impacts for communities and the environment. So we need a public debate. We need the release of the text now. The public interest comes first.
These negotiations here in Salt Lake, they went somewhat unnoticed, but they were important in the scope of these negotiations, at least. Where are we in the timeline of the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations, and what happens next?
Yeah. So in terms of the timeline, these negotiations have been going on for about 4 years now, which is, again, why it's so ridiculous that we haven't even seen a draft text yet. We're quite far along in the process. Governments want to conclude the agreement. They've already missed several deadlines, but the next deadline is by April. There's a high-level meeting taking place in Asia. So the next deadline is April, although we think that some high-level leaders of the TPP countries are going to convene again in February. Again, because of the tremendous secrecy around these negotiations, we don't even have details on exactly when they're meeting and where they're meeting.
Well, the Sierra Club is an environmental group, but you're also a grassroots organization. How are you trying to get the public involved in this?
The best thing to do right now to get involved is to call your member of Congress and urge them to oppose fast-tracking of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement.
This is the presidential authority. Go ahead.
Exactly. Fast-track is a piece of legislation that was recently introduced in Congress just last week, both in the Senate and the House of Representatives, that would essentially strip Congress's ability to ensure that trade agreements like the Trans-Pacific Partnership actually represent the public's interest, the interest of communities and the environment. And what Fast Track would do would allow the President of the United States to finish negotiating the Trans-Pacific Partnership, sign the agreement before even showing it to Congress, and then give a signed agreement to Congress with an additional piece of legislation that would change all U.S. laws that would needed to be changed in order to conform to the agreement, and then give that to Congress for a straight up or down vote, limited debate, and no amendments. And that's completely unacceptable process for an agreement as expansive as the TPP.
Alana Solomon, you are the director of the Responsible Trade Program at the Sierra Club. I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.